So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Deed? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Guess what? I finally caught that guy that's been putting buttons in a telephone slot. Well, he went into the booth, made a long-distance call, and came out holding his pants up. So I figured it was a little suspicious. So when I searched him, guess what I found? He was holding his pants up with lead quarters. And I also caught the guy that's been licking the salt off the pretzels. Well, there again. I noticed a guy standing near the bar with a pin in his lapel marked BPOE, see? So I figured who but an elk would be licking the salt off the pretzels. Pretty smart, huh? By the way, that reminds me, my old school teacher is coming down here tonight. Yep. Old Piano Legs Riblet from PS4. And she's visiting all her old pupils to see how they're doing in life, you know. And Duffy, I'd like to do something to impress her, you know. Would it be all right if we bought a new tea bag? Well, the old one ain't back from the laundry yet. But Duffy, she's got to drink something. Huh? Give her a shot of what? Duffy, this is a school teacher, an old spinster. Get one drink under their belt and it's New Year's Eve. Well, don't worry, I'll handle it. I'll call you back. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, Mr.
Eddie,
Archie.
Guess who's coming down tonight?
Who?
Miss Riblet from PS4. My old tutress. Yeah, Dame Eddie that learned me practically everything I know. Every bit of culture I got in the world. So, I want you to get a real Duffy's Tavern dinner ready for her, huh?
Make the punishment fit the crime, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Good old Riblet. I'll never forget her, Eddie. A real school mom. You know the kind with the rat in her hair and the black tip of the dress with the high collar and the leg of lamb sleeves.
Yeah. And the high button shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, and a petticoat showing just a little bit. Yep, Riblet had all of them. The sachet bag, the pinch-nose glasses, and hanging around her neck, the little cameo brooch, you know?
Dangling, dangling from her wrist, the little rubber hose.
Yeah, and that too, as I well remember. But it'll be good to see her again anyhow.
Hey, well, why is she coming down here?
Well, her letter says that she's paying a visit to all of the former members of the class of 6A to see how they... to see how the pupils have turned out.
Why don't she turn on the radio and just listen to the police calls?
Yeah, Eddie, we did have a pretty tough gang for a while. Boy, the way we used to play cops and robbers.
Yeah. That ain't so tough. All kids play cops and robbers.
With real cops?
I see what you mean.
Henrietta Riblet. Old Piano Legs herself.
Piano Legs? Is that what they call her?
Yeah. Just behind her back, of course. And Eddie, guess who gave her the name?
Oh, you little devil, you...
Of course, I thought of a couple of other names for it, but Piano Legs was the only one that could be wrote on the blackboard.
Did she ever find out it was you that wrote it?
Are you kidding? She'd have massacred me.
Well, didn't she know your handwriting?
No, I tricked her. I wrote it with my left hand. You know, incognito. Yeah, the name stuck to her all of these years. Well, Eddie, enough time for nostalgia. Leave us get the joint cleaned up a little, huh?
Okay. Come on, broom. It's waltz time.
And, Eddie, while you're cleaning up, remove them wax flowers out of the jardiniere. They look like they just came out of a graveyard.
What?
Well, how are you, Finnegan?
What's new in the wild?
Yours or ours?
No, I hear that old Piano Legs Riblet is coming down here tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, how I hate that dame. All day long she'd pick on me, always asking me questions. Clifton, let me see your nails. Clifton, where were your shoes? Clifton, you didn't comb your hair. Clifton, you forgot to shave again. Anybody would think I was married to the dame.
Well, you could have been. You was just about the right age for each other.
She was always hounding me. Always hounding me. Standing me in the corner and making me repeat 500 times, Clifton is your bad boy. But I got even with her, Rog.
How?
I went home and repeated to myself 500 times, no, I ain't.
Well, what was it that you did to make her stand you in the corner in the first place?
It was nothing, Arch. Remember Georgina Glogower?
Georgina Glogower. Oh, from Washington Avenue, the big, skinny, bow-legged dame?
Yeah, the one that played the cello. Oh.
With them legs, what else?
Well, remember how her mother always used to wash her hair with kerosene?
Yeah.
Well, I used to sit behind her. So one day during geography, I happened to be lighting a cigar.
The cigar and a kerosene. You didn't crematory the dame.
No, I just give her a singe. I had presence of mind to spill the inkwell over it.
Oh, and that got the teacher mad?
Yeah, can you imagine getting mad over a little spilled ink?
Well, maybe she wanted to teach you not to waste things, Finnegan.
Yeah, the ink wasn't wasted, Arch. After that, every time I had to write something, I dipped me pen in Georgina's head.
Well, irregardless of whether you like Piano Legs, Leavis tried to show her that the time we wasted with her in PS4 was not in vain, Finnegan.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What are you sneering at, Miss Duffy?
This is a free country. I got a right to sneer, ain't I?
Ain't I? Look, me old school teacher's coming down here tonight, and if you don't mind, we would like to avoid the use of the word ain't.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Smarty? What should I have said?
You should have said, I got a right to sneer, isn't. I got a right to sneer, aren't. Another thing, the use of whom and who.
Just look at who's criticizing.
I ain't criticizing, I'm just telling.
There, you see, you just said it yourself, I ain't criticizing.
You notice, I was careful to use it after an adverb. Which is a little different from using it after a dangling platypus. We got to impress this dame tonight.
Impress her? Don't you think she knows what everybody else knows?
What?
That PS4 turned out nothing but bums.
Miss Duffy, that statement could be construed as libelous. It happens that a lot of PS4 graduates have been very successful. Willie Yacht, for instance. Only an assistant crew manager for the Fuller Brush Company. And Theodore Smith. Merely the head of the music department of the Salvation Army. And speaking of armies, what about Top Sergeant Lefty Zinser?
Lefty Zinser? They kicked him out of the army.
Yeah, but why? The government is disposing of surplus army goods now. Lefty was disposing of them 2 years before the war was over. Guy was just ahead of his time. P.S. Four guys is a bunch of bums. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Miss Riblet should be here any minute. How far did you get with dusting the tables?
About a layer and a half.
Hey, Art, you mean we're going to eat off the table tonight?
Well, yeah. Which reminds me, I want you to watch your table manners.
What do you mean?
I mean, in case Miss Riblet asked you to pass your plate, it don't mean that she wants you to take your teeth out. And no calling a piano legs. And incidentally, Miss Duffy, you could watch your etiquette a little, too.
And what's wrong with my etiquette?
I happened to watch you eat lunch today.
So what?
Miss Duffy, when dunking a donut, it is considered improper to submerge beyond the third knuckle. We're not going to buy demi-tasse cups around here just to keep your hands dry. Oh, another thing I forgot, Eddie. By now, the old lady must be pretty rickety and shaky, you know, so be sure you give her a steady chair.
Yeah. How old is she, anyhow?
Oh, she's got antique jewelry.
Lots of people got antique jewelry.
She got hers when it was new. Wait a minute. Speak of the devil. Here she comes now.
Archie.
Well, well, well. If it ain't Miss Riblet.
Isn't.
A thousand pardons. Isn't.
Oh, my, how you've grown. You're no longer the little Archie I used to hold on my lap and spank.
If I may be pardoned a fat joke, your lap ain't remained the same neither.
Tell me, Archie, are you married?
Nope, still single. I always said if I couldn't marry you, Miss Riblet, I'd remain a Benedict.
Archie, you're pulling my leg.
As I was saying, you ain't changed a bit.
Bella, tell me, do you still keep up with your reading?
Oh, carnivorously, you remember that book that you gave me when I was expelled?
Yes.
I'm up to page 97.
You mean that's the only book that you...
Perish forbid. No, that's the reason I'm only up to page 97. I read them six at a time. Mostly the classics, of course.
The classics?
Yeah, you know, them little books with no pictures and a small type. Byron and Tennyson and Sheets and Kelly and Socrates, Aristodiddle. At the moment, I happen to be reading Plutarch's Lives. Yes, Miss Riblet, I'd no more think of letting a day go by without reading a class than I would of smacking Lady Mendel across the stomach with a wet flounder. I love them little books.
Hi, Art.
Well, if it isn't Clifton Finnegan.
Well, look who's here. Hiya, piano leg.
Finnegan, how can you be such a jerk? Now apologize to Miss Riblet immediately.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Just a second. I'm sorry what?
I'm sorry, piano leg.
Don't you know that it's rude to make fun of people's infirmities? Do you think that Miss Riblet asked Mother Nature to be built like a Steinway? By the way, Miss Riblet, did you ever find out who wrote Piano Legs Riblet on the blackboard that day?
No, but if I ever do, I'll give him the licking of his life.
You got any clues who done it?
Only one. Whoever wrote it was a moron.
Just a sec. how do you know?
By the way he spelled piano. P-I-A-N-N-E-R.
Uh-huh. Well, them was the days, huh?
Look, Miss Riblet, I got a bone to pick with you.
Now, Finnegan, use your head.
It's a different kind of bone, I...
Ha ha ha!
Miss Riblet, you made me pretty mad one day. I didn't do a thing, and you made me sit with a girl to punish me.
That was to punish the girl.
Well, either way, it was very embarrassing.
But why?
Well, I was so innocent, and by the way, she snuggled up to me. Brother, I knew then what I know now.
Then what?
I'd have sucked her right in the kitchen.
You know, Finnegan, with men who know their morons best, it's you, 2-1. Incidentally, Miss Riblet, I often wonder what happened to that dame that you used to make me sit with.
Who was that?
Don't you remember Clara Schultz?
Clara Schultz?
Remember the redhead that was always showing off?
Oh, yes. I saw Clara about a year ago. She's married and has 12 children.
Well, once a show off, always a show off. By the way, whatever happened to that dame that sat next to her? You know, the little Greek dame that was always peeling bananas and throwing them in the aisles?
Poinsettia Apopolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I saw her just last week. She's working over at the Gaiety Burlesque.
Yeah, still peeling them and putting them in the aisle.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, and another way of taking it off. You see, Miss Riblet, me since the humor ain't deserted me.
Mr. Archer.
Yes, Edward.
Their cuisine has been served, sir.
Oh, top hole, Edward. A delicacy, I hope, in honor of our guest.
Yes, sir, as you ordered, sir.
Breast of pig's feet?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. On the glass, of course.
Well, sounds very tasty, Edward. How do they smell?
Why do you think I put them on the glass?
Very amusing. Well, Miss Riblet, shall we while away to the table and gorge ourselves?
Archie, don't try to fool me.
Say who?
All this big talk. It's quite obvious that this place is nothing but a dirty dive.
Just a second. I resent that.
Do you deny it?
No, but I resent it. It happens that all this dirt that you see around here is just a decoy. This is really a high-class intellectual joint. Take tonight. Do you know what we're having here?
A dust storm?
No. An open forum. A round-table discussion group. Does that hit you between the cerebellums?
An open forum here?
Oh, certainly. Every Friday night we have them. And we only discuss international affairs, foreign policies, the problem of feeding the plebiscites. Which way Baffinland will go, left or right? Should Madman Munch be tried as a war criminal? Will the Ubangis be helped or hindered by the bottleneck? Why don't you sit in with us tonight, Miss Riblet? It's very informal. We just sit around a table and throw it back and forth.
I see. Sort of an information, please, with flies.
That's right. Hey, that's pretty sharp for school, Mom. I'm glad that teaching ain't stopped your mental growth. It'll be fun to have you sit in with us with our board of experts.
Yeah, but, Mr. Archer, a round table discussion.
I know, Eddie, but I stuck my neck out and I got to go through with it.
Say, Arch, can I get in on this?
Finnegan, this is a round table. It is not open to squares.
Wait a minute, Arch. I'd like to show up in front of piano legs, too.
Well, okay, but lay off that piano legs. If the dame ever found out I was the guy that wrote it on the board, she'd malfeast me.
Okay,
now give me that gavel. There you are. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the regular Friday night round table of the Duffy's Tavern Forum will now go into confinement. As you know, at this time, each Friday night, we discuss contemptuary problems. The board of experts tonight consists of Miss Duffy, our authority on maritime relations, and naval affairs. Mr. Clifton Finnegan, expert on cattle and lower plant life. And our guest tonight, Miss Henrietta Riblett. Miss Riblett appears this evening through the courtesy of the Board of Education. In fact, I might add that she is one of the larger knotholes in that board. The questionnaire tonight will be that well-known interlocutor, Mr. Eddie Green. Mr. Green?
Gentlemen, be seated. I wish to announce before we start that the opinions about to be expressed have no basis. Now, the first question this evening is from a Mrs. P.J., housewife and part-time picket. Mrs. P.J. wants to know, who should control the Suez Canal?
Mr. Archie.
Well, I think a fair division would be to split the Suez between the Atlantic and Pacific.
Just a second. Are you referring to the ocean or the tea company?
A very good point, Mr. Finnegan. But I happen to be referring to the ocean, not the company. In that way, the Suez would not be subject to a corporation tax.
Well, I'm afraid I have to disagree.
I'll go along with that.
Oh, brother.
But, gentlemen, what you forget is a great deal depends on which way the tide is blowing. What we call current events.
In what way?
Well, either east or west, or up and down.
Well, I agree, but let's not forget Alaska.
My good man, Alaska don't need a canal as bad as we do. They still have the Northwest Passage. And if that fogged up, they still have the Chilkoot Pass. I think that answers the question, what to do with the canal.
Now the question is, what to do with the answer?
Perhaps we should have another question.
I can see that Miss Riblett likes to live dangerously. Okay, next question. Submitted by Mr. HQ of Hollywood, California. Steeplejack and dramatic coach. Mr. HQ would like to know, what can we do to control inflation?
Mr. Finnegan?
I say we should keep out of it.
Well, I agree with you there, Mr. Finnegan. But what would happen if, as in 1928, the gold standard should be abandoned by oblivion?
Well, we can always go back to Confederate currency, can't we?
Have you considered what Confederate currency is worth in Prussia today? You could go over to Prussia today with $200 in cold Confederate cash, and do you know how much prussic acid it would buy? Not enough to keep a family of three alive. That's what we're up against.
I object.
I'm afraid that's very reactionary thinking.
I'll go along with that.
What do you think, Miss Riblett? What's the matter, Miss Riblett? Cat got your tongue? Maybe you better try a little simpler question, Eddie.
Okay. The next question was submitted by Bill and Jane, who are celebrating their first wedding anniversary and would like us to play Mexicali Rose.
Eddie, quit the kidding and give us the next question.
Oh, okay, okay. The next question, which way will Italy go, Mr. Archie?
Italy? Well, of course, at the moment, they're surrounded by Balkans.
Yes, but how long will that condition prevail?
How long will it prevail? Mr. Finnegan, in my estimation, that is horse and buggy thinking.
Mostly buggy.
I think if Italy strings along with Sicily and the high tariff crowd, they're okay. If not, they might as well give the country back to Mussolini.
Just a second. You talk like an anti-pasto.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't only my opinion. It was the opinion of Mussolini's own son-in-law, Count Ciana himself.
What was that name again?
Ciana. C-I-A-N-N-E-R.
Quickly, how do you spell piano?
The same way, P-I-A-N-N-E-R.
That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, wait a minute. Just...
I've been waiting years for this. Piano leg riblet, is it? Give me that gavel. Now take that.
Ow.
And that.
Ow.
And so the open forum comes to an amicable conclusion, like all open forums.
I'll go along with that.